Lord, we give you thanks and praise as we turn the calendar into a new year, and we thank you for being with us in the past year, and we know that you'll be with us this year, for you're faithful. And this celebration, the Solemnity of Mary, is about us celebrating your goodness and allowing you to bless us so that we can be a blessing to others. We know this year will be filled with challenges, so we just ask you to help us mature in our faith through those challenges. We ask all these things through Christ our Lord. Amen. Well, just a few thoughts about the celebration today. I always like January 1st because that passage, Mary pondered all these things in her heart, and how as followers of Christ, we are too to be people of reflection, taking time each day in prayer to reflect on our human experiences and trying to find God in the midst of all the things, the ups and downs of daily life and so forth. So just a few thoughts. First, when I was preparing for Mass yesterday for the Spanish Mass at 5 o'clock, it just dawned on me that this first reading from the book of Numbers is called the Aaronic Priestly Blessing. It's very important, and a lot of people use this when the priest is asked for a blessing. They'll refer to this number 6. And that Mary is the fulfillment of this promise of God. She's the exact fulfillment that God showed his kindness to her, his countenance, and shown it upon her. And that he wants to do the same to us, but that she is the fulfillment of that. And that's why the church picked that for the first reading on this solemnity. And how her yes opened the door to bless us, and how during this year, as we continue to strive to yield to the promptings of the Holy Spirit and be better disciples, that we become a blessing too to others as well. And so God blesses us so that we can be a blessing to others. And it's never just something solely reserved for ourselves, but it's always something to be passed on. I've always said, if you want to grow in your faith, you have to share it with others. And that's how God builds it up. And then you have more things to reflect on too as you interact with other people. Also, the Holy Father today gave a beautiful homily in Rome about how Mary was able to reflect on the good things and the difficult things in her life. And he spoke specifically about the scandal of the manger, that here, you know, your son is born in poverty, and as a parent, you want to provide for your children. You want them to have good things and to be in a nice place that's warm and comfortable. And here, you know, Jesus is brought forth in absolute poverty in a trough that's used for water or feeding animals. And so he talked about how, but she didn't let this phase her at all, that this was somehow mysteriously part of all God's plan. And he says the following, and I think this will be really helpful for us in the upcoming year as we reflect on our own scandals where we expect certain things and then something hits us out of the blue, as he says here. He says, the story told by the shepherds and their own amazement reminds us of the beginnings of faith. When everything seems easy and straightforward, we rejoice in the newness of God who enters into our lives and fills us with wonder. Mary's pensiveness, on the other hand, is the expression of a mature adult faith, not a faith of beginners, not a newborn faith. It is rather a faith that now gives birth, for spiritual fruitfulness is born of trials and testing. From the quiet of Nazareth and from the triumphant promises received by the angel, the beginnings, Mary now finds herself in the dark stable of Bethlehem. Yet that is where she gives God to the world. Others, before the scandal of the manger, might feel deeply troubled. She does not. She keeps those things, pondering them in her heart. Let us learn from the Mother of God how to have the same attitude, to keep and to ponder, because we may well have to endure certain scandals of the manger. We hope that everything will be all right, and then, like a bolt from the blue, an unexpected problem arises. Our expectations clash painfully with reality. That can also happen in the life of faith, when the joy of the gospel is put to the test in troubling situations. Today, the Mother of God teaches us how to draw profit from this clash. She shows us that it is necessary. It is the narrow path to achieve the goal, the cross, without which there can be no resurrection. Like the pangs of childbirth, it begets a more mature faith. And so that's why it's so important for us to reflect and ponder on our daily experiences of life and not just to react to them, especially the negative ones. And I had a little situation like that yesterday. I was out running some errands, not running, slowly driving and running some errands with the snow and ice. And I stopped at a crosswalk, and a gentleman, a young man, started to cross the crosswalk, and we made eye contact. And then he gave me a hand gesture, and it wasn't the peace sign. It was the peace sign minus one finger. And so I was like, what the heck? And I got really mad. I thought, why would he do that? And of course, I was tempted to react, and then I thought that would probably be a bad idea. He's a lot younger than you are, more spry and muscular. This could develop into a really bad situation. But I was really offended. And then, as I was eating lunch, I started to pray about it because I thought, I'm preparing for Mass, the solemnity of Mary, and she pondered all these things in her heart. And then I thought, well, maybe he's homeless. He looks so angry. He just had anger in his eyes. Like, how dare you look at me? And then I just started to really pray for him and for all people. Maybe he was mentally ill. I don't know, you know, that he would do something like that. But it just led into a time of intercession and prayer because my initial reaction was to react to it. But as I pondered and reflected on it, it became a very fruitful exercise of intercessory prayer for someone else. And then I started thinking, too, about how difficult this time of the year is for a lot of people. You know, the emphasis on family unity. Many people don't have families to go to, or they're broken up and people don't talk to each other anymore. Many people have lost members of their families through COVID, through other illnesses and things. And so this time of the year just emphasizes their loss for them. So it's kind of a difficult time. So it turned out being a really fruitful exercise in praying and not reacting. But I know on many other occasions I've failed and I've reacted to those kind of things and not gone into this deep reflective place, you know. So my prayer for all of us this year is that we really reflect and prayerfully engage in our everyday life experiences and not allow those emotional reactions to sabotage the good fruits that can come out of things that we initially think is bad or offensive. And that's what Mary teaches us. And so to wake up this morning and to hear the Holy Father share this beautiful message, it's like, hey, that's exactly what happened to me yesterday. I'm glad we're tracking on the same page, me and the Pope over in Rome. Isn't that great? But Mary does teach us. And I've always been amazed that when people give reflections about the life of Mary, how you just leave feeling a sense of consolation. And wow, she did that because she said yes and yielded entirely and surrendered to God's will for her life. And I wonder what he could do with me if I was more, you know, docile and less resistant, you know, and not wanting to suffer and just allowing God to guide my life like hers was, totally open to God, totally of God. So prayers for all of us this upcoming year to discover, to rediscover the joy of discipleship. And the truth that God is going to be with us, that's what we're celebrating during the Christmas season, that he has not abandoned us. He's formed a bond that can never be broken. And if we turn to him in our times of joy and trial, we're going to do great things for God this year. Amen. We have a glorious future filled with hope to look forward to. And sometimes we're most aware of that in the midst of trials and difficulties. So let's ask the Lord to help us to achieve a mature faith.